Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 564 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by actor Sean Knight, and we're going to talk a little Mr. Popper's Penguins, puppetry, and more at NCT, Nashville Children's Theater. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I am joined via Skype by actor Sean Knight, who's in transit, so we're going to make sure that everybody's safe on the roadway.
I am driving safely, I promise.
We're going to talk a little bit of Mr. Popper's Penguins and kind of what's going on in NCT. So welcome, Sean. Thanks for doing this, and how are you?
And I am doing well. Thank you very much for having me. It's always exciting to be able to talk about projects I'm working on.
Well, I'm excited too. So first off, let's talk about the play you're in at NCT. All of this is based on children's books, I assume, right? Because my frame of reference, maybe fortunately or unfortunately, was kind of that Jim Carrey movie.
Right, which I have not seen, so I can't speak much to it. It looked like they changed a good deal from the book. But again, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But the source material is a novel called Mr. Popper's Penguins that won the Newbery Honor Award. And so has long been on the reading list of students and young people and adults alike. It was one of the first Newbery Award-winning books that I read, and it's an absolutely charming little old piece of fantastical fun.
So in the show, you are playing?
I play Captain Cook, who is a penguin. One of our lead characters, Mr. Popper, is a man who dreams. He's an artist, and he has big dreams of exploring and seeing the world. And when he's not able to do that, a famous explorer gets a hold of information from him and sends him a penguin. And voila, I show up in a crate. And the rest of the, as they say, is the story that goes on from there.
So what is the actor challenge of playing a penguin?
The actor challenge of playing a penguin is that it's a puppet designed brilliantly by Brian Hull and built by Rachel Silverman, with help for both of them along the way. The challenge of the puppetry that I have done up to this point has been 5 minutes here in the show, maybe right. A 10-minute stint. But I come on fairly early in the show with this puppet, and I'm a puppet the rest of the show. So a good 45, 50 minutes of the show, I am nothing but puppet. And so keeping an inanimate object alive and expressive for that long is definitely a challenge.
So is it kind of Avenue Q-ish puppet where we see you, or are you in blacks trying to hide? Yes. And let the puppet be its thing?
Yes, you definitely see me, so I'm not hidden. But of course, in typical costume designer Patricia Tabor brilliant, I am dressed penguin-esque in a penguin tux. So there are great connections between me and the other puppeteers. There are four of us ultimately who have puppets within the show. And it's not just the penguins. There are 10 penguins. There's an adorable dog puppet. There's an adorable seal puppet. And they are all handled brilliantly by colleagues in the show.
So are you assigned one puppet, or are you a multi-puppet puppeteer?
I am assigned one puppet. I do handle some of the baby penguins at times, but my puppet is Captain Cook. That's my job, is to keep him alive.
So I want to talk, because I've never done any puppetry whatsoever other than, you know, doing something goofy, stupid when you find a puppet in a thrift store. You know what I mean? So,
right. Yeah.
What speak to kind of how, what is different for you in your process by having, because you talk about having expression. So, I mean, that's easy for an actor to figure out when they're using themselves. How do you figure out which buttons and levers to pull to give the expression that you, your desire to portray? Does that make sense? And a long-winded.
Oh, that makes total sense. It makes total sense. I would say the first thing is I would consider what I would do as an actor. If I had the full range of my expressiveness, every muscle in my face, every muscle in my body, if I had all that, what would I do? And then what is the closest approximation I can get with the puppet? Because obviously, as expressive as the puppet is, it's not a human, and so it doesn't have that many things that it can do in relation. But if I figure out what I would do, I can imbue the puppet with that to the best that the puppet will allow me. And then, of course, you rely on your wonderful castmates, Jeff Davin, who is Mr. Popper, Aaron Parker, who's Mrs. Popper. They probably interact with the penguins the most. And so they have to do their part, which they do brilliantly, of keeping the puppets alive as well, giving me something to react to, reaching out and touching the puppet as if it were actually that animal and not just a puppet run by me. The hardest part is probably the fact that my focus should be on the puppet 100% of the show. Mm. So it's very weird not to look up and get cues and clues from other actors' faces or movements. I have to do all that kind of with the periphery so that my focus stays solely on the puppet. And that's been a definite challenge. I said, it's weird to me to do a show where I really don't make eye contact with anybody.
Well, that's what
don't
I was...
make the puppet make eye contact.
Right. Well, that's what I was... That was going to be my next question is, in the rehearsal hall, how hard was it for you to focus on your puppet, but also for the other actors not to focus on you, but to focus on the puppet?
I think it was a bigger challenge for the other actors because I was so busy looking at my puppet to make sure I knew what it could do and make sure I found as much as I could possibly find for it to do, mm-hmm. that my focus really was there a lot. And Ernie directing it certainly helped us all figure out the world of puppet versus human. But there were several times when Aaron and others said, oh my gosh, I just looked at you and you're not there. Mm-hmm. And so they had to train themselves to stay engaged with the puppet.
So you guys,
but they're doing brilliantly with it.
So you guys have been open for a week or two, correct?
A week as of yesterday. So we opened last Thursday night with a preview for Educators, which would have been, I don't know, something like the 28th or thereabouts.
Uh-huh.
And we will wrap up our first full week this Sunday.
Okay, cool. So, so how's the response been to that? I mean, I imagine the kids are just awed, but I mean, how was the, cause I think I would be kind of awed at seeing that seeing the magic of theater as it were. So they're getting pretty positive responses.
It has so far. Absolutely. Yeah. Some of the kid audiences all respond to it in very different ways. And sometimes you get them at just the perfect age to really be charmed by the puppet. And then it's like the puppet's a rock star when he first appears and waves at them and they go crazy. And then adults appreciate the puppetry in different ways because many of them are like, wow, the puppet was moving the whole time. Or as I've gotten from a couple of people, how do you do that with your back? Because I really do bend over for most of the show. So taking a toll on this old guy's back. But I think some adults are looking at that and going, oh man, how do they do that? But I think there's no better way. Yes, they could have put us in penguin outfits, but there's just something right about having the penguin size with the human size and seeing what these creatures can do. That's really exactly what needs to happen for the show.
And these puppets you said were built specifically for this production?
Absolutely. Yeah, Ernie got in touch with Brian Hall, who, as many of your listeners will know, is one of the brilliant puppeteers with the Nashville Public Library, internationally acclaimed. He designs and builds puppets. And Ernie got with him pretty early in this process, which Brian was quite grateful for, which gave him the time to create and explore and figure out the best way to build these.
Outstanding. So what is the secret for your back?
using more Epsom salts and hot baths than I have taken in the past 5 years combined.
And eight Tylenol. No, just kidding.
Yeah, a lot of Advil a day, and I'm looking forward to having a massage or two during this run.
Well, you certainly deserve it. How long do you guys, how long is the show run?
We run publicly through December 3rd, but we actually have a slight extension. We were able to add two more full days of school shows. So the school shows will close December 5th, but our last public show is December 3rd. So I think all total, we have almost 60 shows, and we're somewhere around 48 left, I believe.
Cool. And we can get the tickets to the public shows by going to, what is the, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is NCT's website? Do you remember?
I actually am not sure. I just type in, I just search for Nashville Children's Theater, and it's the first thing that popped up. So I've actually never typed in the address.
Well, bottom line, we'll find it. We'll put it on the show notes page for this particular episode. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is with Scott's passing and kind of the search and the interim stuff, we have the new AD, Ernie, right?
Right. Ernie Nolan.
Ernie Nolan. Okay. I couldn't remember the last name. Uh-huh. So, How were things progressing then, kind of under new helmmanship at NCT?
They are definitely creating, embracing the theater and creating their way forward. I say they. Noah Siegel is our new managing producing director. I'm going to get his title wrong. Sorry, Noah. But the two of them are really working quite well together to move the theater into the next era. I think they have several new ideas. They already started a pilot project that's already happened this season called The Snuggery, which is theater that's designed specifically for preschool students where they can go in with their families and they are much closer. It was done in our rehearsal hall. They were much closer to the actors and to the storyline that's going on. They can get up and engage it in many different ways. And that's something he's brought from his work in Chicago that I believe is at least partially inspired by some international theaters. So my understanding is that that went well enough that they're going to look at that and they're going to, I hope, included as an early part of next season. They've already started putting those ideas together, but I think that's one that they've started telling people about. So that's going on. They are pushing the things that our theater are capable of. If you see Mr. Poppers, you will notice that it is a sizable set. A lot of detail and work and effort went in by our extraordinary designers. Scott Weathers designed this set. Bill Rios did the lights, and Tim Cobb, Rachel Silverman, Matt Trial, all those folks who they are working backstage to build this. You will see it's a more massive set than we've had, and they are quite pleased that the Nashville Children's Theater Orchestra, they are debuting with this. It's been a long time since we've had live music. We've got four orchestra performers down in the actual pit of the theater, and they're playing for the show, which is great in Music City, and the response to that has been wonderful, and it's exciting to have that live music. So they are very much embracing the theater that they have been trusted with and moving forward big time with some strong plans for it.
Outstanding. That sounds like exciting stuff, and I look forward to seeing it. Well,
it is, and Ernie has been elected one of the international representatives for the International Children's Theater Organization. I'm not going to pretend to get the exact terminology right, but that happened this summer in South Africa. So my understanding is that the only American currently on the board of this international organization is Ernie Nolan of Nashville Children's Theater, which is an amazing coup for him and a great excitement around the theater and the city and the donors. So things are going very well as they step forward through their first season.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, thanks for the update, Sean.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for chatting with me.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype.
Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
So that is it. I'd like to thank actor Sean Knight for chatting with me today via Skype. Ticket information that we talked about in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter at InexplicableDS, at capital I, Inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we'll get into, but I'm sure it'll be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.